From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Emails in which Donald Trump Jr. expressed eagerness to obtain damaging information about his father's 2016 election opponent, Democrat Hillary Clinton, from a Russian source sent shockwaves across the Capitol. Mark Warner, the top Democrat in the Senate Intelligence Committee.
This is the first time the public has seen clear evidence of the organized Russian effort.
Republican Senator Susan Collins said the emails deserve a thorough investigation. The United States and Qatar have signed an agreement aimed at shoring up the Gulf nation's counterterrorism efforts. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is in the Gulf on a mission aimed at ending a rift between Qatar and four Arab states that accuse it of supporting extremists. Qatar denies the allegation. State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert hoped the agreement would bring other nations into discussions.
I think to highlight that the United States and Qatar have this agreement on terror financing, it sends a really good message to all of the nations that, hey, look, we can get to this agreement on this. We can get to an agreement that terror financing is a major issue and a major concern. So I think that helps set a good example for the other nations that, you know, we hope that they will come to the table with this as well.
Qatar's foreign ministry said Qatar was utterly committed to the Riyadh agreement, and any assertion that it had broken its commitments were false. Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi declared victory over Islamic State Monday as Iraqi forces retook the city of Mosul. However, witnesses reported heavy fighting still underway in parts of the city. U.S. President Donald Trump on Monday congratulated Iraq, its prime minister, and security forces for liberating the city from the Islamic State group. This is VOA News. The Global Anti-IS Coalition is meeting in Washington over the next few days. State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert outlines the agenda.
Tomorrow, representatives of the 72-member coalition will participate in a day of workshops to share the best practices to ensure that we maintain simultaneous pressure on ISIS across the globe. On Thursday, senior diplomats at the coalition's small group will meet to build on the work of the previous day's meetings. They'll also talk about future priorities, coordinate efforts to continue setting ISIS on an irreversible path to defeat.
The United States announced last week it will provide an additional $150 million to help stabilize Iraq after Islamic State militants are driven out. The U.S. said Tuesday it has successfully shot down a simulated incoming missile, bolstering its defense against the threat posed by North Korea's recent test launch of an intercontinental ballistic missile that could reach the United States. Andrew Palcheski reports.
The U.S. Missile Defense Agency said in its test it launched a ballistic missile from a fighter jet over the Pacific Ocean. The military said its Terminal High Altitude Area Defense, or THAAD, had, quote, detected, tracked, and intercepted the target. The test was the first time the U.S. had deployed THAAD in an effort to shoot down an intermediate-range ballistic missile, a faster and more difficult target to hit than shorter-range missiles. The Missile Defense Agency said Tuesday's successful intercept was its 14th in 14 attempts. The test took on new urgency with North Korea's successful launch of an ICBM last week that analysts believe have the range to hit Alaska. North Korea, despite sanctions imposed by the United Nations, has been developing nuclear weapons and launched numerous missile tests to advance the capabilities of its arsenal. Andrew Palcheski, VOA News.
Aid agencies say they welcome the Trump administration's promise of nearly $640 million to help four countries dealing with rampant food insecurity, but say the pledge is overdue and taking too long to reach the people who desperately need it. President Donald Trump announced the pledge at the G20 several weeks after Congress approved of the expenditures for Nigeria, South Sudan, Somalia, and Yemen. Saudi Arabia has executed four Shiites convicted on charges of terrorism for attacks against police and participating in protest-related violence with security forces. The Interior Ministry said the four were executed Tuesday for attacks carried out in the region of Qatif. Saudi Arabia has one of the world's highest rates of execution. Rights groups last month expressed concern that 14 Saudi Shiites face execution for protest-related crimes. A new UN report says life in Gaza is getting more and more wretched after a decade of Hamas rule and crippling Israeli and Egyptian blockades. There is no comment from Hamas. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.